Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we've got a very special doctor in studio with us with huge news coming up next segment. Please stay with us, but here is a major whistleblower, hospital physician's assistant Deborah Conrad, laying it all out.
I can say for sure in 2021, this is the year of pneumonia. Independent of COVID, I've never seen people with so many pneumonia, sepsis. And even in the middle of summer, you know, all summer, that's what we would get in the hospitals, pneumonia. After the vaccine rollout, I definitely noticed an uptick in heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, gastrointestinal bleeds, gastrointestinal complaints, appendicitis. We even saw pancreatitis. Recurrent cancers, it was noticeably increased, where it wasn't just me noticing it, it was everybody seemed to notice it. It became clear to me that there was something wrong. I knew nothing of VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. I didn't know about our responsibility to report. It was never even talked about when these vaccines were rolled out. I mean, you'd hear it in the news here and there, but there was never this push to make sure providers were made aware that if you're getting patients in the hospital with issues, these issues, whatever, that here, you got to go to this website and start reporting and start paying attention to stuff. That was never educated to us at all. And I went on the website, I looked, and the first thing I noticed was that it said healthcare providers are required by law to report certain adverse reactions to VAERS. And I said, what do you mean? Like, what law? So, and then you look further, and it had a whole section on it, exactly what you're supposed to report. It's specific things you're supposed to report to VAERS after the COVID vaccine rollout. So that's when I started reporting patients on my own. Well, very quickly, that became a full-time job in and of itself. I would say within 3 weeks to a month, I had already had 50 patients reported. And that was just of the providers that were willing to tell me about patients, recognize that there may be a problem. So I went back to my administration and I said, I need help. You know, I can't do this all myself. It's overwhelming. I'm on the phone with the CDC all the time. I'm on the phone with these patients. I need more people to know about it so they can help me and we can do the right thing. But that was met with then resistance, because that's when the vaccines were really starting to get pushed. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. This is how it's going to go. And by me admitting that we need to report because there may be some issues, it would create vaccine hesitancy amongst the healthcare workers, amongst the staff, amongst the other staff, amongst the patients. Well, that's when things changed, because I wouldn't be quiet about it. And what I did was I put envelopes in our emergency room and told many of the providers, hey, if you get a patient that comes in and they just got their vaccine, or you think something might be related in any way, go ahead and put their demographics in the envelope, and then I'll take care of it and call the patient and get the report done. Thinking it was only going to be a few reports a week, no. It turned into, like I said, a full-time job very quickly.
Why are we not wanting to report this?
I don't know that it's a matter of not wanting to report it. I think the position the system has taken is that each provider has a responsibility to report on their own patients.
But if the providers aren't provided education on what we're supposed to be reporting and the importance of such, how do they know to do it?
But I believe the providers should educate themselves when they're dealing with patients related to COVID vaccination.
They don't even realize that these are specifically the conditions that we're supposed to be reporting to there. So when we've had a ton of them, I mean, we get thrombocytopenia, blood clots. Just Tuesday, I think it was, we shipped out, I think, 3 cardiomyopathies, blood clots. We got a guy on the floor, and well, he just died, I just pronounced him a second ago, who got his shot, and literally 2 weeks later, the guy ends up with cancer blown out of nowhere, a portal vein thrombus, like, just... You get strokes. I had a lady that had a stroke within 48 hours of her vaccine, fully on anticoagulation. I had a lady have a bilateral PE, and she was on Eliquis after her vaccination. I know these are things that are reportable.
That our hospital system talks to their risk management team and I was no longer allowed to report on any other patient but patients of my own that I saw, where there was a warning that I was told I'd...
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products... We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you. I'm hosting the fourth hour. We're going to have a very important interview premiering with Tim Pool. I'm going to be live for part of that hour as well. Well, we got him here all the way from the Destin area in Florida. I'm very familiar with his work. He's one of the very few doctors out there that's actually helped tens of thousands of people at myfreedoctor.com. Benjamin Marble, MD, since completing his residency in the year 2000, Dr. Marble has worked for over 40,000 hours as an ER physician. He's also done part-time work in urgent care. Since 2014, he's been working full-time ER physician at George Regional Hospital, and he's here with us right now, myfreedoctor.com. And they're going after his medical license like they're doing thousands of others because he's actually prescribing things to people that is helping them. They're now going after online pharmacies and mom and pops. Oh, don't give people budesonide, even though in an Oxford study, it saves the vast majority of people to get it. It's amazing. So he's here to talk about all that. Also from when he was in college doing research on genetics and, the DNA and kind of the secret of this vaccine. And I agree with his analysis. That's at the bottom of the hour. That secret, myfreedoctor.com. He's here with us. Doc, thanks for coming to town. There's so much to cover. I want to get into blocking treatments. The vaccine's not working. I mean, anything you want to cover, your most important info you want to impart. But then I want to get into what do you make of it coming out that they didn't just do gain of function. They wanted to release it into the population and, quote, have it spread to humans through skin-penetrating nanoparticles, close quote. I mean, this is everything we had evidence of now, all confirmed. The Pentagon declassifying that he was approached by Fauci and Peter Daszak for Bill Gates, and the Pentagon said, no, this could kill humans. And I think they were trying to blackmail the Pentagon, hoping they would have greenlit this. What do you think?
I think I call him Dr. Death Fauci, and I think he's the greatest mass murderer in human history. He's responsible for all the 200 million deaths since COVID began because he paid for it to be created. And as you just have released the information today, they released it on purpose. That's, you know, funding, he obviously funded the Wuhan lab, the gain-of-function research that they did. So it's all in the open. We all know the truth now. Everybody knows what's going on at this point. If you, anybody that's been paying attention to the news and following what's really happening is should be aware of this. The man needs to be arrested. I disagree a little bit. I think we should offer him life in prison as an olive branch because I think we need a global ban on the death penalty. And the reason why I think we need a global ban on the death penalty is the government shouldn't be killing people with lethal injections, electric chairs, or anything. I think that I
was being tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, sir, I understand. I think that would be the Christian thing to do to let him live.
I mean, he is killed. I mean, look, he lied to Congress like seven times, said, I've never been involved in gain-of-function, when he's on video saying, I want gain-of-function. He's in signed emails saying, build me gain-of-function with these four viruses and add the HIV spike protein, telling Peter Daszak, make this for me. I mean, it's like if I went to a restaurant and said, make me ham and eggs over easy. I mean, he freaking ordered it.
Correct. He sure did. It's very obvious he's lying. All the proof's there for the people who can actually read and do their own research. Look it up for yourself on DuckDuckGo or Google or whatever. But the evidence is there. The man needs to be arrested. He's a criminal. He's a mass murderer. And he's so far getting away with it. The fact that he still has a job is incredible.
Let's get into that more, but just... It turns out I met you in 2006, I guess, in New York at a 9/11 memorial.
Yes, sir.
You do seem vaguely familiar with your face, but I've seen you online in videos. Talk about what you've seen in the last 20 months since this all started, or 21 months, and now where you think it's going, and just as a physician, what you witnessed.
Well, I would say this. You know, we've seen lots of death and misery and bad side effects from the lethal injections. The big picture problem is their end population goal, the global elite, Bill Cemetery, Gates and friends. Their end population goal is half a billion people. There's 8 billion people right on the planet right now, so that means they want 7.5 billion people to die. So far, they delivered 5 billion lethal injections. That means they're two-thirds of the way to their goal. So this is kind of why I think this information is coming out now. Their goal is almost complete, so they're getting ready to throw Dr. Death Falsey under the bus.
Very astute, because, you know, that's in the SPARS document, that when we learn of it, then they'll just burn the so-called front men.
Yeah, he's an 80-something-year-old man, so throwing him under the bus will be a very easy thing to do.
Continue, Doctor, telling us what you think is about to happen.
So the big problem is 5 billion doses of lethal injection have already been given. So if we stop the lethal injections tomorrow, Dr. Luc Montagnier, he's a Nobel Prize winner. He believes that everybody who's had the lethal injection will be dead in 2 to 3 years.
He did say that. He's the isolator of HIV, Nobel Prize in virology. Yeah, he does say that.
I agree with that position from the many thousands of articles I've read on this subject in the past year and a half. I agree that these are lethal injections. If you design a lethal injection, you know, you can design a lethal injection to kill in minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, or years.
But that'd be too obvious.
If it kills in minutes, you know it's a lethal injection. But if it kills in months or years, then you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Very well said, sir. So, I mean, keep laying that out for people.
So if you know, 5 billion doses have already been given, the problem is the greatest mass die-off in human history is coming. The dark winter is coming. We've never had that many people die all at one time. This is going to cause the greatest depression in human history, and it's going to overwhelm all hospital systems globally.
I saw where you said that over a year ago, and then now it's in the East Coast newspapers, particularly like Connecticut, where the schools are having to close and shut down, not of COVID, but because they're so sick from the shots.
Correct. You take a look at Israel. Israel is the highest vaccinated country on the planet, and they have the highest COVID rate on the planet. The people in Israel that have been vaccinated have a 5 times higher death rate than the unvaccinated.
Please continue, Doc. You're laying a lot of knowledge on this.
What people don't understand is when you get the vaccine, the lethal injection, it turns you into a COVID carrier super spreader. You shed spike proteins everywhere you go. So the thing people need to be aware of, like especially pregnant women, they need to. Everybody should treat people who've had the lethal injection as if they have active COVID, especially pregnant women. We've had cases of pregnant women. I had a 34-week pregnant woman that was around somebody who had just been recently vaccinated, lost her baby. We've got dozens, you know, probably hundreds and thousands of cases and examples of this. I mean,
and by the way, that's Pfizer got a law passed in the EU that the vaccine does shed, and they're allowed to shed, so they're not denying this.
Correct. And they've finally admitted that truth. I mean, we've known that for a while. The physicians have known for quite a while about this.
Did you notice Lancet finally came out and said, hey, you shouldn't give it to pregnant women? So they went ahead and gave it to a bunch of pregnant women. It caused, what, 83% miscarriages in the first 2 trimesters, not in the third. And then now they're like, hey, you might not do that. I mean, this has just been an exercise of evil.
Pure evil at the core of what's going on right now. I call it falsy science. The billionaire elite class, they pay for all the research. So if they... there's one study that gives them results that'll make them money. That's the study they published, but they bury the 9 studies that won't make them money. So that's falsy science. So we have Dr. Death Falsey promoting falsy science. We have falsy doctors following the what I call euthanasia protocols that they have in the hospitals, and they're killing. Basically, the hospitals are like concentration camps right now, where they're often the patients.
And again, the average person, I mean, you work in a hospital, they're compartmentalized. And we see the Veritas whistleblowers. They've got the nurses and doctors admitting, no, we know the vaccine is killing people, but we can't say anything.
Yeah, the doctors are afraid to speak up. Doctors, and you know, that's the thing. This is the
that's the big question I should be asking you is, what is it like in a hospital? How many people are awake? Those who are awake, what do you do?
I actually stopped working in the hospital in March. You know why I quit? because they kept trying to force me to get the lethal injection. After I'd recovered from COVID, I have natural immunity. I recovered from COVID. Three times in a row, they came to me demanding that I take the shot after I'd already recovered. And the third time they came to me with it, I just said, you know what, I've already refused that twice. I had COVID and recovered, and you're trying to force me to take something I don't want to take.
So that's another thing. I've heard doctors, I've seen the studies, you're not supposed to take a vaccine, even if it's a good vaccine. You're safe if you've already had something. Explain why. And they know that. But Fauci, the Surgeon General, says that learned immunity is no good. He says that's like saying water isn't good for fish.
The Surgeon General is a falsy doctor following the falsy science is what I would say about that. Because anybody who's recovered from a disease, a vaccine for that disease is all risk, no reward.
Wow, Doc, stay there. We have Dr. Marble, myfreedoctor.com. That's an awesome URL where he helps a lot of people online. And he's been saying a lot of really important things. Let's come back and go wherever you want to go here. Man, what a day, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I am still completely blown away that we have these smoking guns of them creating the virus to give it to humans to kill people, and just it's all come out. It's on InfoWars.com. What a special day, September 22nd.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Means the sickle. The Grim Reaper comes from the 14th century in Italy during the Black Plague from the very town that he hails from, our little Grim Reaper. And I don't fear the Reaper when God calls me, but I'm not going to let Fauci and Bill Gates take me without a fight. I was talking to our special guest, Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD of MyFreeDoctor.com, and he was very excited to talk about some of the good news. We'll talk about the big picture and Fauci and the documents next segment. And this mark they're putting on our DNA, very biblical in my view, I agree with him, is newly appointed Florida Surgeon General says state done with fear, vaccine treated like a religion. And we're going to talk about this doctor that turns out our doctor friend knows. I don't want to say too much nice about him, I'll get in trouble. Also, American Airlines CEO says Biden men shouldn't require vaccines for travel. So people are starting to wake up. Major backlash. We are vaccinated enough. Croatian president blasts COVID hysteria, media fear campaign. So the world is pushing back. Same thing in Australia. Same thing here. So, doctor, let's talk about the good news here and things like this happening.
Certainly the good news is that the multiple drug early treatment that we can deliver prescriptions for free to our patients works. We've delivered, you know, I'm the doctor who's helped treat more COVID patients than any doctor on the planet. We've treated 32,000 COVID patients. We have a 99.9% survival rate using our multiple drug early protocol, which happens to be the same protocol that Joe Rogan took.
Absolutely. And you've got a bunch of doctors in your group. You were telling me during the break that they're trying to take your license in another state because you've been prescribing ivermectin. I mean, my dad was almost dead. Didn't tell me he was sick for a week and a half. He got ivermectin and he physically was 90% better the next day as he had brain fog for a while, still a little bit from it. But, I mean, he was, again, not able to get up, 82% oxygen, 94% oxygen the next day after ivermectin. I mean, it was just bam.
Yeah, ivermectin is a great drug. You know, there's no one drug that's a miracle cure. It's really the combination of the multiple drugs, some of which are prescription. We use low-cost generic drugs. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, prednisone, budesonide.
He was doing all that as well. But, I mean, that combination that Dr. Bartlett prescribed, just bam.
Yep. Dr. Bartlett is awesome, by the way. His research on budesonide has been groundbreaking and has helped save a lot of lives.
So, Doc, I interrupted you there. Continue getting into how we fight back. How do people up front, because these are all things that aren't like drugs that get you high or anything. People should be able to stockpile this stuff. Or obviously once they start getting sick and need to quickly act, people blow my phones off the hook here, emails. How do I get this? My local doctor won't prescribe it. I have COVID. They won't give it to me. Tell people how they do it.
Go to myfreedoctor.com and follow we have a simple, easy three-step process. And the first step, you download the app. The second step, you put in your pharmacy. The third step, you answer a series of questions. And after that, our tech support team will add you to a doctor. And then the doctor can read your case and send your prescriptions. The prescriptions are sent for free. Then we will send your discharge instructions. And then we'll ask for a donation. And if you can donate, that's great. If you can't, that's fine, because we're trying to save lives.
And meanwhile, I know that Regeneron's helping a lot of people, so now Biden's trying to block that. I mean, there's just no end to the evil here.
Everything that works and is shown to be a benefit, they try to block.
And isn't that not just having the smoking gun documents from Fauci, we'll cover next segment, but them trying to block doctors that were doing intravenous vitamin C, which the study shows great, or vitamin D saying, oh, that's bad, don't use it, or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or now remdesivir is approved for it, 500 million doses, you only need one dose. Massively helps people I know that took it were better like 5 hours later. Like one of the crew members here took it better 5 hours later, couldn't breathe. I'm not saying it's going to do that for everybody, but most people it does within a day or less. Trying to block that now. That's an approved thing they're blocking. I mean, this is evil.
Yeah, that's a Regeneron, and that's the monoclonal antibody. The monoclonal antibody is part of the protocol, and it's great. The Remdesivir, however, I call it Remdesivir. That's a horrible drug that causes renal failure and liver problems.
And that's what Fauci recommends. Tell us about that.
They need to pull that one off the market. You know, the FDA's traditionally, the problem is, I call it the...
Did I say Remdesivir instead of Regeneron?
You did. That's why I corrected you.
I know. No, correct me. I know. Remdesivir is horrible. No Remdesivir. Regeneron. Totally separate. The other makes your kidneys fail.
Right.
You gotta say, that's why I don't make mistakes on purpose, Doc. Sorry.
That's fine.
Regeneron is good. Remdesivir is bad. I did a whole show on that last week. Tell people about it.
Remdesivir is a bad drug. It causes renal failure. The majority of patients who get it, you know, if you go into a hospital right now, I tell people now at the point, it's like if we compare now to World War II, 2021 versus 1941, it's like the hospitals are the concentration camps where they send people to get rid of them, to dispose of them. And then they isolate you. They won't let your family visit. They give you a drug that causes renal failure, makes you worse. They intubate you. No family is allowed in, and you die alone. It's horrible.
The compartmentalization, I'm sure you've seen these Project Veritas whistleblowers. A new one just came out.
Sure.
Where they know the shots are killing them, but they say, we're not supposed to tell anybody. They have audio and video of this. I mean, this is murder.
It is, and the sad thing about it is so many healthcare workers, nurses, and doctors that are just afraid to speak up because they might lose their job. We're just following orders. Well, that's what the Nazi soldiers said.
How would you, I mean, we had a lady on yesterday who was a nurse working for Health and Human Services, and she said her friend died from COVID, and they wouldn't even give her steroids or things that they knew were helping. Even her own friend they killed.
Correct. And they will not defy the CDC and the FDA. The protocols, it's like these are the orders from on high and you must follow them. You can't deviate. And that's never happened before in medicine. Always doctors have been allowed to use their own judgment and will and to devise the best treatment for each individual patient. But that's no longer allowed. That's not tolerated. And the Fauci doctors just follow in lockstep, following Dr. Death Fauci's orders.
And I want to be clear, because people always say, you know, Jones is super accurate, other than messing names up, and I'll switch things. Remdesivir is horrible, turns off your kidneys and a bunch of organ failure on record, mainstream news, that's what Fauci recommended, doesn't help you, it kills you. I mean, devastates you. It's Regeneron. I've also been told by medical doctors the Eli Lilly system doesn't work anymore because the virus is mutated or whatever. They say Regeneron's the one that's got a shot. Is that what you've heard, Doc?
Yes, sir. That's brings up another interesting point. The lethal injections do not even work against the Delta variant. So why would you take the lethal injection that doesn't even work for the current variant that's out?
And Dr. Zelenko calls it the death shot. But I like yours. It's the lethal injection.
It is a lethal injection, is my opinion. Ask the 20,000 plus people on openvares.com that died from the CDC's own numbers. And then if you look at VAERS, Harvard did a study, they only report 1% of the deaths get reported. So the real number is probably closer to, you know, a quarter of a million at least.
I know everybody I know has had family members that died or had a heart attack or a blood clot from these shots. And we open the phones up, it's just devastation. Hundreds of calls in a row about my mother, my brother, my daughter, my son, a whole bunch of children, young people, teenagers have died in Austin from the shots, heart attacks. They tell me how the shot killed them.
Yeah. It's a medical, I call it the medical Marxist COVID cult, and it's a global mass psychosis that has happened to the whole world, and all the people have been drinking the Kool-Aid.
And again, the communists that run this thing are controlled by a bunch of big bankers, but it is a communist system. They kill people that don't follow communist takeover. Well, you're being killed. They just can't come out with a gun and do it because we're armed. So they do it by a virus they cook up at Wuhan and release on purpose. I've been telling you that, and now the documents have come out that Fauci released it on purpose. He asked the Pentagon to go along with it. They said no. And we'll talk about that with Dr. Marble on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. His site is MyFreeDoctor.com, MyFreeDoctor.com. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I tell you, I love DeSantis' new Surgeon General saying people are treating the vaccine like a religion. We're done with the fear. That is exciting. I want to play a clip of DeSantis introducing him in a moment. But we have Dr. Benjamin Marble, MD, with us. He's going to be back on tomorrow. He's going to stay with us a few days. He's from Florida from myfreedoctor.com. And he is here exposing what's happening, and they're trying to, again, take his license. The Democrats are attacking their web service, telling him that they can't operate online. They're having to move their web service, all because he's giving people things in major studies that help them. Remember, the media is running fake stories about ivermectin. They're engaged in all these incredible lies. They're lying about budesonide. It's just insane. And there's a well-known Republican lady who I'm going to get on the show who was in Dallas for a trip, got deathly ill, and was in, couldn't get any doctors to prescribe anything to her. We got a doctor to prescribe her the stuff, but then the pharmacies wouldn't give it to her husband. So we had some extra. We drove it to her. And one day later, she was on the road and basically 90% better. And she couldn't even get up or move by the time we got her the budesonide and the ivermectin and the rest of it. So, you know, the government says, oh, legalize all these drugs. And the FDA, you know, said Oxycontin for children and fentanyl. But, oh, don't give somebody aerosolized anti-inflammatory steroids. It's just insane. And so, Doc, you were making some great points during the break. Please elaborate on that.
Well, I would like to make one point, and that's I brought some ivermectin with me. Ivermectin is a great, very safe drug. More deaths from Tylenol every year than all the years ivermectin has been in use. So I'm going to go ahead and take my dose of ivermectin right now.
And what does ivermectin do in the body? Because the Democrats, when I did that, went, oh, it's fake. He wouldn't dare take that himself. It's like cyanide.
That's just it's, the way they try to vilify the drugs is just insane. COVID is a disease. There's a problem with the viral load. There's a problem with inflammation. There's a problem with clots. So we can use safe, generic, low-cost drugs to help with the inflammation and with the clots. There are drugs that are shown to help reduce the viral load. Ivermectin has a secondary antiviral action. It's well-proven, well-documented. That's the reason why it won the Nobel Prize.
Well, I mean, we have the proof now. Now with Regeneron, they're trying to block that. It's approved for COVID.
A new study shows that just washing your sinuses and gargling with a little betadine solution will help reduce.
Oh, yeah, good old iodine.
They're trying to block that.
That's right. My wife had a lot of family that was sick when she visited them in Omaha with COVID. And so there's studies on silver, folks. The NIH went out of Mexico City at their general hospital. She went there, and she'd always bought colloidal silver there for sore throats or whatever. And they said, oh, we don't sell that now because people were taking it for COVID.
Yeah, so basically when you reach the conclusion that all the decisions they make are designed to maximize death, then all their decisions make a whole bunch of sense.
And then you learn that, for people that just tuned in, you're a medical doctor, a well-known one. What is the magnitude of Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins in a bat population, skin-penetrating nanoparticles, close quote. I mean, and then it has the HIV delivery system in it. This is from Peter Daszak and Fauci's own proposal to the Pentagon and DARPA. It's all here. Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronavirus into bat caves for COVID outbreak to then spread to humans. They said they wanted it to be able to infect humans. I mean, it's all here. This is open and shut that they will release it on purpose.
Absolutely. There's no question that it is open and shut case. All the evidence is there. We've had hints of and suspicions, but there's so much amount of evidence now that people who've been drinking the Kool-Aid still believe Dr. Death Falsey.
Speaking of hope here, a newly appointed Florida Surgeon General says state done with fear, vaccine treated like a religion. And I want to get into the biblical angles on this. And here is him being introduced by the governor. He is Dr. Joseph Latipo, the new Florida Surgeon General. Here it is.
Florida's next top doc has a problem with mask and vaccine mandates. This afternoon, Governor DeSantis announcing he is tapping Dr. Joe Lupato to be Surgeon General and Health Secretary. So why is this such a controversial pick for some? Capitol reporter Forrest Saunders in Tallahassee.
Dr. Latipo is in, and his first words to the press corps Tuesday, no more COVID scare tactics.
We're done with fear. We're not. That's been something that's been, unfortunately, a centerpiece of health policy in the United States ever since the beginning of the pandemic.
Latipo replaces Dr. Scott Rivkes, who departed Monday, but has largely been out of public view since last year. Rivkes was pulled from a press conference after recommending social distancing until a vaccine was ready. Dr. Latipo is a former UCLA physician and health policy researcher with an MD from Harvard. The governor saying his credentials alone make him a top choice for any state.
A superb background, bringing superb intellect, but also I think will bring great leadership. leadership.
But DeSantis and Latipo also seem lockstep on ideology, both discouraging mandates and favoring individual choice.
How can the right answer be to limit physicians' use of the medication?
Latipo is also a proponent of the hyped, now debunked, COVID treatment hydroxychloroquine, and he's penned several controversial pandemic op-eds entitled, "Are COVID Vaccines Riskier Than Advertised?" "It is too late for shutdowns to save us, and vaccine mandates can't stop COVID spread."
Do you think the state should be promoting vaccine?
The state should be promoting good health. And vaccination isn't the only path to that. It's been treated almost like a religion. And it's just senseless, right?
The governor's office says Latipo will hold the position until lawmakers vote on official approval, though some have reservations, given the doctor's rhetoric.
We need a Surgeon General that believes in science, that understands the nuances of public
that's
health.
Enough. And that means not questioning. Okay, they put out a fake study on hydroxychloroquine last year that got withdrawn, that Bill Gates funded, and they admitted the study was fake later. Hydroxychloroquine pushes zinc into the cells, Doc, as you know, as everybody knows. They're damn liars, okay? So there you go again, ladies and gentlemen. There you go again. And then, again, studies are out that social distancing, even the CDC says, is totally fake. So this is, I mean, I like DeSantis even more now. This guy's great.
DeSantis is the best governor in America. He's doing an awesome job. I'm really proud of him for selecting Dr. Latipo to be our new Surgeon General in Florida.
What do you make of that news piece lying about the doctor saying, hydroxychloroquine's debunked?
That's falsy news for you, spreading the falsy science.
Also, he's lying. He says that the vaccine doesn't protect you. They admit it doesn't protect you.
Correct. It's nuts. It's, you know, here's the thing. It's not even a real vaccine. They redefined the word vaccine to include this gene therapy. They called it the software of life when they first came out with it. And then they decided, well, let's just rename it vaccine. That sounds better. People will like that. Well, I'll tell you what. The day that they said that it was okay for a poisonous lethal injection to be a vaccine, that's the day I became anti-vax.
Absolutely. They say that, this is just a vaccine. As you said, they admit this is a gene therapy.
So I embrace the anti-vax label. I'm not taking that lethal injection. Never. Nobody should.
We've talked about it some, but I mean,
I've never recommended a single dose for a single patient. I'm probably the only doctor you meet that can say that, because back in December, I knew it was going to be unsafe. Rapid science is bad science, and the fact that they made it super fast, I know Trump was proud of that and all, but he was listening to Dr.
He got hoodwinked.
He got hoodwinked. They misled him on the bad science.
Well, what about this, Doc? Everybody I know that's gone and asked their doctor, would you take this? The doctor won't administer it. They say, go to Walmart, go to Walgreens. They don't want the liability. They won't say which one's better or worse, or if they're good, because they know there's liability. That should tell you something.
Correct. The doctors can be sued. The CVS or Walgreens, the manufacturers, they cannot be sued. They're immune from lawsuit.
So if your doctor won't administer something to you and tells you go to some immune megacorporation, what's that tell you?
Yeah. It's bad medicine.
And again, folks, challenge people with that. Go, why don't you go to your doctor and get it? Ask for the insert. Oh, that's right. It's blank.
Correct. They have blank inserts. It's still not FDA approved. They did a bait and switch on the media, and the falsity news fell for it. And they continued the emergency use authorization of the vaccine, and they gave FDA approval to the Comirnaty vaccine, which doesn't even exist yet.
Doc, you are gracious enough to stay in Austin, and we really appreciate you. And I know you say you don't want to help, but I'd like to pay for your hotel so you can stay and hopefully come on the American Journal tomorrow with Harrison Smith, and then the War Room before you, and then maybe fly out tomorrow evening back to Destin, one of my favorite places in Florida. Man, going up in the Panhandle at the actual Fountain of Youth and all that's amazing. Have you been there?
I have not been there. No, where is that at?
Well, it's where I forget how you pronounce the conquistador's name. He found that beautiful fountain.
Astalea.
Yeah, and it's really there. It's beautiful. It's not you don't live forever getting in it, but damn, feel like you are.
We'll
be right back. Stay with us. That area of Florida, man, I have to move there in a minute. I love it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment with our good friend here in studio, Dr. Marble, MD, MyFreeDoctor.com. We're going to be talking to him about this whole Mark of the Beast system and more. We'll put some of those images on the screen of what, under electron microscope, our DNA actually looks at and what these globalists are talking about. That's in a moment. But first, please remember, it is our sponsors that make it all possible. Any sponsor I promote is awesome. This is one of the best deals you're going to get on a satellite phone. You either pay for the minutes and get a phone at a reduced price, or you pay a lot for the phone and the minutes still cost. The point is, everybody can call you for free on a sat phone from cell phones, landlines. It just costs for you to call because it goes up to the satellite, okay? So, InfoWarsPhone.com, when the cell towers go down or during any emergency you need it, or this is one that isn't trackable by the contact tracers, and you can't basically be spied on very easily with one of these systems. So this isn't tracked like all the other cell phones. It was a great system to have in your home, in your car, anywhere you're outside, it works. You can also buy antennas for the car or for the home as well at InfoWarsPhone.com. alexshow.com or 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Show special, 941-955-1020. And you can call with their special. You just buy the minutes and you get a free $600-plus value phone, 941-955-1020. Ask for the Alex special or InfoWarsPhone.com. And then please don't forget, we have all the great vitamins and minerals and things for your immune system. Winter Sun back in stock, highest quality D3. It is back in stock. And we also have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12, at InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Both 50% off. Those sales end on Monday. All right, Dr. Benjamin Marble, let's get into this image you saved many years ago. I guess you're saying in medical school. We have it on screen to show people. Let who has understanding reckon the number of the beast. It is a human number, and this is what you're saying DNA actually looks like under a microscope. And I know this is all very occultic. A bunch of the patents for these vaccines are like 666 or 606060, and Bill Gates has got all this nanotech stuff that's and he wants to track and control us with. What is your biblical as a Christian angle on this?
Well, that image I saw in my biochemistry class in 1993, and it freaked me out so badly that I had my professor give me a copy of it, and I saved it for all these years because I thought one day I might need this.
There it is. There it is. And tell us what that is.
So that's a magnified image of human DNA at the molecular level, showing it's a double-stranded triple helix, 2 times 3 equals 6, and it happens to visually look just like a bunch of sixes. So that's why, the quote from the Bible from Revelations, let he who hath understand and reckon the number.
And they say you'll have to have this to buy and sell, and it's a mark in the forehead of the hand. I mean, Klaus Schwab says, I want you to have a microchip to buy and sell. We'll tell you when you can leave your house, when you can't, for carbon taxes.
Correct.
And then it lists what we're made of as criminal, and now they're saying cows are evil.
So I'm not saying it's the lethal injection is the mark of the beast, but I'm saying if I was trying to make one, these mRNA lethal injections, they permanently mark your DNA forever. Your God-given DNA is altered.
And they're saying you have to have it to leave your house or buy or sell. It is the mark of the beast.
Yes.
I mean, it is the mark of the beast. And where are the churches on this?
Well, that's the scary thing about it. Most of the churches are all like, go, do your part and go get the lethal injection. Well, I think those pastors probably should all resign and let somebody else take over their church.
We've got about 8 minutes left. You keep laying the knowledge on us, Doc.
Well, I would say we really want to try to give hope, and the hope, here's where the hope lies. The hope lies in God. The hope lies in early multiple drug treatment. Do not take the lethal injections. Do take multiple drug early treatment. You can get in touch with myfreedoctor.com. We can, evaluate whatever you tell us your health problems are, your medications, your allergies and all that. We can customize what drugs we prescribe for you individually and send them to you for free so that you can have a better chance of beating.
Prescription.
Yeah, the prescriptions. Yes, sir. And so we have three things that we do. We deliver prescriptions that are low-cost, generic, primarily generic meds, over-the-counter recommendations for the over-the-counters, which is vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, and a few others. And then the big thing we do is delivering the hope. We're giving people an easy, free way to communicate with healthcare professionals so that it gives people help. What happens is across America, patients get sick with COVID. They call their pharmacy doctor. Their pharmacy doctor says, I'm a coward. Don't come to my office. There's no treatment at all. And if you're dying, go to the hospital. Well, that's why I call them pharmacy doctors. 99% of the doctors in America are sitting on the sidelines in the healthcare super.
And you don't like to whine about it, but they're trying to take your license and others and threatening people that prescribe too much ivermectin to take it. And they're trying to take your website down. Tell me about that.
Correct. Well, we've been battling our platform constantly from day one. Pretty early on, I had some video conferences with them. I realized they were members of the COVID cult. And so they canceled our malpractice. They've just been obstructing us. They've basically disappearing our patients. Yeah, and so we're switching platforms and getting off that platform, but eventually we're going to hope to build our own platform that can't be canceled.
That's what everybody, because I'm imagining you're a medical doctor, accredited, you're saying things that have studies all behind it, you're giving people completely safe stuff, and they are trying to stop you from that. I mean, it's just insane.
Correct. And it's mind-boggling. All the doctors on our team, we're all so like, what in the world is going on? How are they doing all these things?
Sir, we had to spend $5 million at least just to build the infrastructure, everything, the backbones, the encoders. We're not allowed to have our own shopping cart. We had to make our own codes. We had to build everything. They all would scan our code and then put a news article, they've got code for this, and then take that code away. And so everything, we had to build everything.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's what this is, total attack.
Well, I'll tell you, for the past 6 months, we've been working with a developer, paid him many thousands of dollars to develop our own servers and own app. And he was supposed to deliver that on August the 1st, and he backed it up to September 15th. And then, lo and behold, a few days before September 15th, he says, I quit, and just took our money and said he's not going.
Well, that's what the left does. We learned that the left won't tell you they're leftists, and they take all your money and never deliver anything on purpose. Then they laugh about it. They're criminals. That's why we finally got patriots and Christian developers and people. I'm talking about the bandwidth, too. Millions and millions. Because, oh, it's great we have like 5 million visitors, people watching Bandai video a day. But, folks, you know what it costs when like 5 million people watch an hour-long video? A lot of money. Even though we've got some of the cheapest bandwidth you can get. So when you see glitches or problems, folks, we had to build everything. And so that's why you're so important in your prayers and everything else, because this is just one hell of a time to be alive. But we're fighting back, and thanks to God, we just keep making it and keep barely hanging on.
That's all we have to keep fighting. And I want to thank you for telling the truth, being a truth teller, and keeping up the fight. We got to keep up the good fight. There's a lot of good patriotic people in America. There's a lot of people that believe in what we're doing. And I think the masses in general are behind us. The problem is the people in power positions are all members of the COVID cult.
Well, absolutely. And before they were hyping it up last year, I mean, have you not seen a massive, 10 times increase in really people being sick this year than last year?
Oh, so many more sick people. Surprise, surprise, since the lethal injections started. I mean, one of our doctors, he's seen like a 20-fold increase in cancers. Nicki Minaj was actually onto something, because the lethal injections do concentrate in your ovaries and testicles.
Let's do that next segment. Let's do 5 more minutes with you on that, because I've seen those studies, and I want medical doctor back some Nicki Minaj. We'll do a 5-minute little video on that next segment. Then I'm going to hit a bunch of stuff after you leave. But this is the question I get. If people have had the injections, had these mRNA injections, if it creates the same spike protein as the regular virus, wouldn't the protocols be the same thing to detox or try to mitigate? If someone's taken the lethal injection, I would think the whole future is going to be about finding ways to block that or mitigate it.
Well, we're certainly racing to find a cure for the lethal injections. And I've thought of a hypothetical cure that we need to develop, which is basically the lethal injections go in, they use mRNA to alter your God-given genetic code. So what we can do is, if we have a tissue sample from somebody before they got the lethal injection, we could theoretically come up with an mRNA product that would restore your God-given genetic code to its state before you got the previous injection, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Use the very same technology to try to reverse.
Reverse engineer, correct.
And we know from all the studies, it turns off your killer white blood cells. I mean, they're literally turning our immune system off of this.
Correct. And each subsequent shot, the patients will have higher and higher viral loads. And the theory is that by the second to third year, after the winter, if you get exposed to corona, cold season is coronavirus season. That's what it is. A cold is just a coronavirus. So each time these people who've already taken the lethal injection get an infection with it, it's almost like the lethal injections make you allergic to COVID in the middle of a pandemic. Does that sound like a good idea to be allergic to COVID in the middle of a COVID pandemic? No.
And that's what they admit it does, and they've got all the different terms and names for it. All right. That was extremely powerful info. Some stations don't care the first 5 minutes. We're going to come back, and it will be archived by this evening at Vandot Video. Medical doctor says Nicki Minaj's cousin is right, or something like that, or backs up Nicki Minaj. So he's going to do that for 5 minutes, and then he's going to leave us. He'll be back on the shows tomorrow. And he's saying he'll come on for a couple hours with Harris and others. So maybe I'll have you back and just take calls, but I got a bunch of guests as well tomorrow, because I want people to be able to call in and talk to this great guy. He knows what he's talking about. We'll be right back, and I got a bunch of news in Tim Pool to the fourth hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.